Hello everybody, it's John Michael again for my next installment of Adventures in Darkroom Ignorance. As I mentioned last time, I tried a lot of different things in my second experiment, but I wanted to be a bit more scientific the next time. So last week I had the day off, and I decided to spend a day in the darkroom trying to really get to know my gear a bit better and test things out a bit more methodically rather than just throwing a negative in and seeing what happened. So I spent some time doing some exposure tests on different papers and just doing 1 second increments on the paper. So I went from 1 to 15 seconds of exposure at different heights, different f-stops, and just to try and get an idea of what kind of a gray card I could produce from that. I also did each test twice and developed one in Rodinal and one in the Ilford multigrade developer, just to kind of see the difference between those two chemicals, what it was looking like. As I'm sure is no surprise, the Rodinal was not ideal. It didn't get quite as deep a black as the Ilford chemicals would, and took a bit longer to develop as well. If you pulled it out at 1 minute 30 or 1 minute, it wasn't fully developed, so you have to leave it in for about 2 minutes to get a full, even development. But it does produce some very nice subtle differences in the gray tones if you develop it fully. And I don't know, maybe that could be useful for something down the line. But I think in general I'm going to stick with the Ilford chemicals for now and see how far I can get with that. The paper I used most last week was a paper called Photon Foamy, a photographic paper. And it's I hadn't opened it before because it said only open in olive green light. So I went ahead and opened it in total darkness, pulled the sheet out, and covered half of it, then turned on my red light, let it sit for a while, and then developed it, and it was totally fine. Once I had opened the box, I also realized that there was a data sheet inside the box, and it also says that a red light is okay, so I felt pretty safe with that. It turns out to be a multigrade paper. It's from 1996, stamped, made in Poland, and it was an unopened box, so I've got 100 sheets of that to play with, and it's really nice. It's nice and smooth, a bit glossy. It is 9 by 14 centimeters, so it's a little bit bigger than the other papers that I was working with, and I used that quite a bit. After doing quite a bit of boring testing, I wanted to print some pictures as well. So I picked first a 35mm photograph and did that on the foamy paper, and then I tried a couple of medium format negatives on the foamy paper, and if I got them up high enough, I was able to get a decent exposure time so that I could play and dodge and burn a little bit on those. At the end of the session, I wanted to try printing a portrait that I had shot on a 6x6 camera. And so I pulled out a box of Orvo paper that was slightly larger. It's 10.5 by 14.8 centimeters. It has a stamp on it that says January 1974. So I guess that's maybe the oldest paper I have here, but I thought I'd give it a try anyways. And it worked out okay, but I was getting the enlarger head pretty close to the paper again in order to get the whole face on the paper. I was again having the problem of 6 second exposure time. I tried to do a little bit of dodging to lighten up some areas in the face, but with a 6 second exposure it was just too quick, so I set that aside for the day and cleaned up. I have a set of Ilford multigrade filters in the mail that I can hang under the lens of my enlarger, so I'm looking forward to trying those out next time. And I'm also getting some bigger trays because I have a box of 24 by 30 centimeter paper and they don't fit in the trays that I have. So I've got some new trays coming, some filters coming, and next time I'm looking forward to trying out those things and seeing what kind of results I can produce with that. So that's it for this time, and until next time, everybody take care and have a good week.